Sprucey about a young person?
They can be sprucey too, yeah.
Okay. You say, I'm not going upstairs in the dark. I'm...
Putting light on.
Yeah, or I'm too old? Yeah, but,
Too still?
if you think something might be up there to get you.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you say, well, I don't understand why she's afraid now.
She used to not be.
Okay. As someone who leaves a lot of money on the table and goes out and doesn't even bother to lock the door, you'd say that he's mighty...
Brave.
Or mighty what with his money?
Careless.
Okay. And you say, well, there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of...
And he's careless.
Okay. Or she acts kind of...
Foolish?
Yeah. Would you say kind of queer?
Queer.
Or
queer. I'd be a little way.
Okay. What does that mean?
Well, she's not really, there's nothing real there, but just her way of acting, just a little bit off in the head, like.
Yeah. Do you still use that word now, or has it changed meanings?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, someone who's real sure of his own ways and doesn't want to change, you know, you might, and it's no use in arguing with him, you tell him.
He's too stuck in his ways.
Okay.
Too headstrong.
Okay. And somebody that you can't joke with without him losing his temper.
I always call him a fool. I don't know what the word would be.
Okay. We use the word touches or...
Touches. Oh, yeah, touches. Very touches.
Okay. And you say, well, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get so...
Gets mad.
Okay. And if someone's about to lose their temper, you might tell them, now just keep...
Just hold your calm. Stay in your tracks.
Okay. And if you've been working very hard, you'd say that you were very...
Very tired.
And if you were very, very tired, you'd say that you were just...
Completely exhausted.
Or just completely...
Worn out.
Okay. Say if a person had been perfectly healthy and all of a sudden you hear that they've got a disease, you might ask, well, when did...
What did he get sick?
Okay. And if a person had gone outside and got... You know, out in the rain, and then came in with sneezing and coughing and everything. You say that he was...
Taking toll.
Okay. And it affected his voice, and he would be...
Hoarse.
Okay, and if he went like this, he would have a...
Cold.
Okay. And say if you had gotten someone some medicine, and you went in, and the medicine was still there, you might ask, why haven't you...
Taken your medicine.
Okay, and the person might ask, well, I already
I didn't need it.
Huh? Okay, or he might answer, I what some an hour ago.
I just took the dose an hour ago.
Okay, and in another hour I'll what some more.
I'll take it when time comes.
Okay. And if you can't hear anything at all, you say that you're
dead.
Okay. And if a man had been out working and his shirt was all wet, then he'd say, look how much I
sweat. Perspired.
Or look how much I
what?
Yeah, would you say, look how much I sweat?
Look how much I sweat.
Okay. A sore that comes to a head, you call a...
A boil.
Okay. And the stuff that comes out?
Correction of core, pus.
Okay. And if someone got shot or stabbed, you'd have to get a doctor to look at
the wound.
Okay. And if the wound doesn't heal back right, what do you call that? Like it's got to be cut out or burned out? Some kind of flesh.
Oh, pride flesh.
Okay. What do you have to do to that?
I don't know if it was pride flesh on a horse, you put alum in it.
Huh. What's that?
Powdered alum. Well, if you take pride flesh out of a wound on a horse, I don't know whether you use it on people or not. You got a cut horse and you see, you get that old pride flesh in there, throw a little alum in it. Take pride flesh out of it. All this healing power to put on one has alum in it.